This is Center Stage. The Green Music Center at Sonoma State University brings this to you every week. It is a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. And today we talk about an organization that has been here a long time and entertaining Sonoma County for decades. It's the Cinnabar Theater. And in studio with us this morning is the executive director of the Cinnabar Theater, Diane Dragoni. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Nice to have you with us. That's quite the history in Sonoma County. 45 years of shows.
Yeah, that's amazing. 45 years.
Yeah. In the same place.
Absolutely, yeah. And the quality is just keeps getting better. And that's what the amazing thing about it is.
Well, you've got a new show called Quartet that's going on now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, Quartet is our second production in a season of six. We do six professional shows a year, and we started off with Man of La Mancha, which was during the month of September.
I've heard of that.
Oh, it was fabulous. It was really fabulous. We would have extended it if we could have, but we are so tight. I mean, we do six professional shows, and we also do three main stage young repertory shows. We have a very, very vibrant and strong young repertory division, and so therefore we're just packed from September to June. We are booked every weekend. It's amazing. So we open up our new production, which is called Quartet, and it opens on October 13th.
Okay, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, it is, and it'll play for three weekends. And Quartet is a British comedy drama. It was written by Ron Howard, who he also wrote The Dresser. It takes place in a senior residence for retired opera singers.
Oh.
So you know what that can all cause.
And I can think of what it would sound like.
And divas and divos and all of that. And it's just a real funny. They're putting together a gala to celebrate Verdi's birthday, 100th birthday, and all the ins and outs that go on with that. It's a show that has a lot of heart, a lot of emotion, and it really makes you feel. And I think that it's going to be extremely well received here in Sonoma County.
I know, Larry, you've got a question, too.
You're in the heart of Petaluma. Why do you think you guys have made such an impact into the community? Is it because there's not a lot of, you're so unique, or people were attracted to you anyways?
Well, that's a good question, Larry. I think that the mission of Cinnabar has always been to enrich the community, and we do that with quality productions, productions that are relevant, that are thought-provoking, and that are entertaining. And it's a real trick to combine all three of those elements, and I think it works. I really do. And I also believe that as far as the young repertory is concerned, we do extremely quality young repertory productions. We actually do stage sets that are the same kind we use for the professional shows. So therefore, the kids get an opportunity to be on live sets. They get a chance to wear beautiful costumes, and you know,
it's a real, I don't want to call it a Hollywood production because that's a slightly different thing, but that level of professionalism.
Yeah.
Well, Diane, one of the things we're trying to do with Center Stage is to make sure in Sonoma County that the performing arts are accessible and available to everyone. What's your best advice for the person who has never seen a live show like this?
Come. I mean, it really is, you know, it's we all who work in the arts are continuously trying to think of the magic formula that is going to work to make the arts continue and to preserve the arts here, and not only in Sonoma County, everywhere. I've lived in New York, I've lived in San Francisco. Everyone is faced with the same dilemma. How are we going to keep it coming? You know, sometimes we hear about places that are closing, and it just breaks my heart because, you know, it's apparently for the reason that people are not not supporting it. In this day that we're in right now with this with all this technology and entertainment that's available on our mobile devices, it's so difficult to get people to actually come out of their comfort zone and come into a theater. You know, so we...
But it only takes one show, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
It only takes people to visit one show to really change that opinion.
Absolutely. And it's so addicting once you go and you witness and experience live. Because the other thing about live is that you are in an audience and you become a part of that experience of laughing together and crying together and all of that.
Well, you know, a lot of us have that same experience going to a musical concert.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of thing where we know that our presence there makes a difference to the show.
That's right. And actually, the actors feed off of the audience. You know, the actors can't do the kind of job they do if they didn't have an audience. I mean, you just go to a dress rehearsal and then you go to the live performance and you see the difference. You know, I experience that all the time, you know.
Speaking of which, Diane, while you were talking, I emailed my headshot to artistic director Ellie Lichtenstein to see if I get an audition.
Nice going, Larry.
Okay, I'll put that plug in for you, Larry.
Okay, good. Thank you. You might have some pull. Okay.
Well, Diane, we're thrilled to have you here and would love to have you come back on a continual basis to talk about what's going on at the Cinnabar Theater. It is a Sonoma County mainstay for a reason, and so thanks for being here this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Diane is the executive director of the Cinnabar Theater.